Absolutely. At the GAM, under rigorous direction by Fred Sullivan Jr., this play, which could be called Shakespeare's curveball, becomes a delight, a musical joy praising the best in our world. With that said, it is also true that this delightful turnabout begins as a tale of terror. We watch as a king simply loses his mind, becomes a killer of babies, a ruiner of lives as he slides into madness. A sad tale's best for winter, one character says. But then, bingo, the bard changes all. From ferocious cold, it's suddenly spring. There's a flowerful engagement wrapping all of us in warmth and salvation. What has been a story of loss becomes a tale of redemption. All's well that ends well, you know. But making this most changeable of plays work is a real challenge, one the GAM has met straight on. Sullivan's direction is monumental. The production grips your attention. The first act, the first three in Shakespeare's original, is coiled into neck-squeezing fear. It's a telling of all that can be wrong in any era, any place. And this GAM production tells it fully. Much of the credit for that goes to artistic director Tony Estrella, who plays the mighty King Leontes as a man who's sorrowfully losing his senses. In the best performance of the year, Estrella shows us a human being becoming inhuman and knowing it, but being unable to control it. You cannot take your eyes away from him as he proceeds to murderous madness. The rest of the 17-actor cast is often equal to Estrella. That would include Sullivan himself. Not satisfied with directing all this, he plays in the sunny, music-filled second act as a hilarious, pickpocketing street guy who, for goodness sake, literally chews the scenery in a hilarious turn. Among the women, Janine Kane is a vibrant, strong noble trying desperately to prevent horrors. Karen Carpenter is quietly splendid as Leontes' queen, a majestic woman in a terrible situation. Nora Eschenheimer is sweet and wonderful as a young woman trying to make her way. In fact, these three and others partially turn Winter's Tale into a female-led play, something unusual in Shakespeare land. Others, particularly Richard Donnelly, who was strong as a nobleman trying and largely succeeding at being noble. He, by the way, plays the character who follows the great and goofy Shakespeare stage direction, Exit, pursued by a bear. And this production actually shows a raggedy animal who spends all of about 3 seconds on stage. I've never seen that in Winter's Tale before. But then again, in 40 years of reviewing theater, I've never seen a Winter's Tale anywhere near as good as this one. It faces Shakespeare's challenge head on. The result is both powerful and plaintive. In an essay in the program, the GAM's resident scholar, Jennifer Madden, posits that Shakespeare, in all his visceral glory, is neither archaic nor elitist, but alive and available for us all. In this memorable Winter's Tale, that is surely the truth.